mis amigos míos, en persona y es indeed, the pride of todas las pampas, the famous tortilla kid. Mr. Pan Americano, that is what they call this hombre, known on both sides of the border. Vance Graham is his nombre.
Right you are, Lalo. This is Vance Graham in Hollywood. My amigos south of the border call me Vance Graham. Listos, muchachos? Ready, boys? Okay, vámonos! Hava Nagila Pachanga. That's the name of our opening number on Bolero Time Today, played by Eddie Cano and his orchestra in the GNP long play titled Mucho Piano. Eddie Cano, who, according to Gene Norman, plays the most lusty, driving Latin piano in history. Incidentally, we're going to have our Spanish lesson on the program today. It will be Lección Número Siete, lesson number 7. It will be another 5 or 6 minutes. I'll give you time to get your notes from last week. Or if you don't have any notes, you can start with us today, you know. Just have a pencil and paper or pen and paper, something to write down the vocabulary. And if you adhere to the lesson and practice it, you'll be able to speak basic conversational Spanish by the time our series is ended. Right now, we're going to turn back the pages of time to a day that I imagine our charming little secretaria Conchita can't remember. Conchita, buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Vance.
Do you remember the Trio Calaveras?
Oh, sure. They are very famous.
I have heard them described as el más mexicano de todos los trios mexicanos. You can't get any more Mexican than the Trio Calaveras.
Well, maybe.
I think that's a pretty good description. They're going to sing for us from the RCA Victor long play 25 Years with the Best of Mexico. 25 años con los mejores de México. Flor Silvestre.
Silvestre campesina, flor sencilla y natural, no te creen una flor fina por vivir junto al nopal. No eres rosa, no eres lirio, mucho menos flor de lis, pero adornas al martirio y al cardón haces feliz. Como tú, mi flor silvestre, tuve en la sierra un amor, nunca nunca supo de la suerte y sin mucho del dolor. Flor humilde, flor del campo, que engalanas el zarzal, yo te brindo a ti mi canto, florecita angelical. Mientras duermes en el suelo, te protege el matorral, y el cadillo y cornizuelo forman tu valla nupcial. Siempre así. Flor espiritual, yo te he dado mi confianza, florecita del zarzal.
Beautiful thing, Flor Silvestre, wildflower. And they're singing most of the time about lirios, aren't they, Conchita?
Yes, it's a beautiful flower.
Lilies.
Yes.
These are wild lilies of the field to which Christ referred.
Yes.
When he was telling the people to have faith that these lilies don't sow or reap, and yet Solomon in all of his glory was never clad like one of these.
Exactly.
Here's a number that we haven't heard for a long, long time. We used to play it day after day a few years ago here in Los Angeles. It was written by Perez Prado, the King of the Mambo. And I think probably it's his most popular composition. It's Mambo Número Cinco. We finally made it. Mambo number 5. Mambo Número Cinco by Perez Prado. In just a few moments, we're going to hear Lola Beltran, the queen of the Mexican ranchera, with Los Charros de Ameca de Román Palomar, sing El Ramalazo from La Novia del Torero. Lola was here in Los Angeles a few weeks ago. In fact, she came up with some entertainers that were brought here by President Adolfo López Mateos of Mexico when he was invited to confer with President Lyndon Baines Johnson here in Southern California. And Lola did a wonderful show, as she always does, at the sports arena. While she was singing, she left the stage slowly and walked right on up to the end of the sports arena where were seated the presidents and their respective wives. And still singing, she placed a necklace around Lady Bird and received a big abrazo in return. It was really a very thrilling performance. I wish you could have seen it. But before we hear Lola sing, we're going to have a quick review here of our Lección de Español número 6. First, the five verbos, the five verbs to make or do, hacer, hace mucho tiempo, to be able, poder, P-O-D-E-R, hacer is H-A-C-E-R, but the H is not pronounced, to arrive, llegar, L-L-E-G-A-R, to say or tell, decir. If you want to ask how something is said, you say, ¿cómo se dice? C-O-M-O-S-E-D-I-C-E, ¿cómo se dice? Cantar is to sing, C-A-N-T-A-R, cantar. Here are the five nouns, los cinco sustantivos. El agua, the water. El pan, the bread. El cine, the movie. La maleta, the suitcase. La iglesia, the church. The five adjectives that we had last week, same, mismo. Any, cualquier. C-U-A-L-Q-U-I-E-R. Known, conocido. And, of course, unknown would be desconocido. D-E-S in front of conocido. Simple, sencillo. Complex, complicado. The three useful expressions that we had in Lesson 6. Creo que sí. I believe, yes, I believe that it is true. Creo que no. I believe that it is not so. To be in a hurry, literally, to have hurry, tener prisa. And here's a very important phrase that you can use always to smooth personal relations. Please, por favor. P-O-R-F-A-V-O-R, por favor. And here's our residente extranjero, a word that came up from south of the border and enjoyed being with us so much that it stayed here. Arroyo, A-R-R-O-Y-O. In fact, we have two of them. Arroyo means brook, and mesa, M-E-S-A, is a table or tableland. Literally a table, Mesa Verde, the national park in southwestern Colorado. Our bonus word, the same word in both languages, same spelling, same meaning. The only difference is in pronunciation. In English, we say gratis, or sometimes gratis, and in Spanish, we say gratis. Gratis. All right, after Lola sings, we'll have lesson number 7.
Deja amistades pa' cuando caigas, te den la mano.
Te den la mano.
Copa, parrando llores, te den un trago.
Te den un trago.
No todo es suerte y suerte, mi buen amigo, mi buen amigo. Yo vi torres altas que un día brillaron juntitito al sol. La espalda a quien pretenda darte un consejo.
Darte un consejo.
Yo vi crecer en torre de oro a un pobre pirul, y cuando te lo tumbaron fuerte fuerte el rodolazo, y al caer se hizo pedazo. Y hasta el corazón me dolió.
Y cuando me lo tumbaron, fue tan fuerte el ramalazo, que al caer se hizo pedazo. Y hasta el corazón
la espalda a quien pretenda darte un consejo. Yo vi crecer en torre de oro a un pobre pirul, y cuando me lo tumbaron, cuando fuerte el ramalazo, y al caer se hizo pedazo. Y hasta el corazón me dolió.
Y cuando me lo tumbaron, fue tan fuerte el ramalazo, que al caer se hizo pedazo. Y hasta el corazón me dolió.
Well, that takes us back in memory, those of us who were at the sports arena a few weeks ago, to the wonderful performance by Lola Beltran. Our producer, Jim Lampiasi, was over there, too, and thoroughly enjoyed it. Lola had a portable microphone transmitter, a little miniature transmitter. She didn't have to have any cables or wires at all. She could walk all around that great big sports arena, and her voice was perfectly picked up and amplified. We're going to have her sing again in a few minutes, El Mariachi, from the Alma Cancionera de México. But just before we have that, it's time for lesson number 7. Lección de Español número 7. Do you realize that if you started this series of Spanish lessons with us and have kept with us each week, by this time you should know at least 300 words of Spanish. Do you realize that? Especially when you take some of those nouns that we told you were sort of keywords, change the ending in English and add the Spanish ending, and you could learn dozens and dozens of words just from that one little rule. Put them all together and you'd know at least 300 words. I hope that you're practicing and making progress. Are you ready for number 7? Número 7. Conchita, favor de ayudarnos.
¿Cómo no?
Okay. First are 5 verbs, 5 verbos. To teach. Enseñar.
Enseñar.
That's E-N-S-E-N-Y-A-R. N-Y is the end with a little curly Q we call a tilde over the top of it. Enseñar. To sleep. Dormir.
Dormir.
D-O-R-M-I-R. Did you get that little trill when Conchita pronounces it? Dormir. Correcto?
Sí.
And to go to sleep, dormirse.
Dormirse.
D-O-R-M-I-R-S-E. Well, unless you want to sleep on the floor or on the table, you better go to bed first. So to go to bed is acostarse.
Acostarse.
A-C-O-S-T-A-R-S-E. Acostarse. And the O changes to U-E. They call it a stem-changing verb. So I go to bed would be yo me acuesto.
Yo me acuesto.
To get up is levantarse.
Levantarse.
L-E-V-A-N-T-A-R-S-E. Yo me levanto.
Yo me levanto.
Of course, in actual use of Spanish, you don't have to use the personal pronoun. You simply say me levanto.
Me levanto.
To wake up, and you'd better wake up before you get up, unless you're a sleepwalker, despertarse.
Des... Despertarse.
Are you a sleepwalker?
Well, no. I thought you was cute.
I thought maybe you were. We were coming too close home there for comfort, Conchita. Despertarse is spelled D-E-S-P-E-R-T-A-R-S-E. All right, so much for the 5 verbs for lesson 7. Now the 5 nouns, los 5 sustantivos. A lawyer that you might need some time to keep you out of trouble. El abogado.
El abogado.
A-B-O-G-A-D-O. The doctor, a good man to know when you need him. El médico.
El médico.
M-E-D-I-C-O with an accent over the E. The dentist, el dentista.
El dentista.
Although it ends in an A, it is masculine, as shown by the definite article L. It's el dentista, not la. El dentista, D-E-N-T-I-S-T-A. A tourist pass that you might want when you're traveling in a foreign country, a Spanish-speaking country, it's really 4 words. El pase de turista.
El pase de turista.
E-L, and then passe, P-A-S-E, D-E, de, turista, T-U-R-I-S-T-A. The clothing, la ropa.
La ropa.
And there is a Mexican dish that I have eaten several times. It's quite delicious, called ropa vieja.
Ropa vieja.
Which literally means old clothing. But it, I can assure you it doesn't taste that way. It's very delicious. It's sort of shredded beef. All right, now so much for the sustantivos. Our 5 adjectives, 5 adjetivos. Lucky, afortunado.
Afortunado.
A-F-O-R-T-U-N-A-D-O. Quite similar to the word fortunate in English. exciting or thrilling. Emocionante.
Emocionante.
E-M-O-C-I-O-N-A-N-T-E. I seem to remember speaking to a señorita one time at the Plaza de Toros, and she says la corrida es muy emocionante. ¿Verdad?
I sure agree with her.
That bullfights are very exciting, very thrilling. Sometimes they're too much. Too much is demasiado.
Demasiado.
D-E-M-A-S-I-A-D-O. The toreros oftentimes are quite handsome. They certainly are always brave, and if they are handsome, we say they are guapo.
Guapo.
G-U-A-P-O. Tasty is sabroso.
Sabroso.
S-A-B-R-O-S-O. Let's have an extra adjective today. Together is junto.
Junto.
J-U-N-T-O. Remember the Spanish J has an H sound, you breathe on it. Junto.
Junto.
All right, now for our three expressions. Expresiones, very practical, útiles. To take a walk is to give a walk, literally. Dar un paseo.
Dar un paseo.
That's three different words. Dar, D-A-R, then un, U-N, paseo, P-A-S-E-O. To intend to is the verb to think plus the infinitive. The verb to think is pensar.
Pensar.
P-E-N-S-A-R. So to intend to eat would be pensar comer.
Pensar comer.
To think to eat, literally. Now, another useful expression that you can use in many different variations is A-L, al, al, plus the infinitive. Like, it means upon, and then the present participle in English. For example, upon eating, al comer.
Al comer.
Or upon sleeping, al dormir.
Al dormir.
It's A-L plus the infinitive in Spanish. Now, here's our residente extranjero, the word that came up from Mexico and decided to live right here in the United States with us. All of the cowboys know it very well. Bronco.
Bronco.
In Spanish, it's bronco. B-R-O-N-C-O. You know, the cowboys are called bronco busters. Bronc busters. Here's our last word in lesson 7, the bonus word that has the same spelling, the same meaning in both Spanish and English, and practically the same pronunciation in this case. Piano.
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 I think it's exactly.
I'll say it in English and you say it in Spanish. This is the way we say it in English. Piano.
Piano.
There you are, the same. Okay, so much for Número Siete, another song by Lola Beltrán.
Al mariachi de mi tierra. De mi tierra tapatía, voy a darle mi cantar. Arrullada por sus sones. Se meció en la cuna mía, se hizo mi alma música. El mariachi suena con alegre son. Oye, como alegría, cantando canción. Suena el arpa vieja,
ay, ay, ay.
Suena el guitarrón,
ay, ay, ay.
El violín se queja,
ay, ay, ay.
Lo mismo que yo. Como blancos alcatraces al revés. En San Juan de Dios mi barrio, con tu empero y bebo el carro, la tequila es mi mujer. El sombrero ancho es mi lujo. Los mariachis son justo pa' cantarle a quien lo cree. Ay, te pati, tan bonito, son los cantos de Jalisco, no somos los de el mariachi suena con alegre son. Oye, como alegra la canción, suena el arpa vieja,
ay, ay, ay.
Suena el guitarro,
ay, ay, ay.
El violín se queja,
ay, ay, ay.
Lo mismo que yo. Suena el arpa vieja, suena el guitarro, el violín se queja, lo mismo que...
In case you've missed any of our Spanish lessons, or in case you'd like to have a copy of them, even if you haven't missed them, they're yours for the asking. Simply address Bolero Time, two words, Bolero Time, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, California, 90038, 90038, USA. How about a favorite proverb, Conchita?
I have one very good. Cada muchacho trae su torta.
Oh, that must be the philosophy of many large Mexican families, right?
Yes.
Every child brings his own food, literally. Or...
Yes, it's something more or less like you were telling about the lilies of the field.
Oh, the lilies of the field. That's right. They're always cared for by the Heavenly Father. Well, that's very interesting. Every child, if he's going to be born, will be provided for.
Yes.
It'd be a free translation. Cada muchacho trae su torta. This is Vance Graham in Hollywood saying muchísimas gracias to our Bolero Time producer, James Lampiasi, who had never heard of this Mexican proverb and has only one child, to our Bolero Time engineer, Bob Marion, who has heard of it, believes in it thoroughly, has three or four, and thanking you also, Conchita, for your help today, and inviting you to be with us next time for Bolero Time. Meanwhile, que vaya con Dios. Bolero Time has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.